And then you've got Blind Spirit.
From the sublime to the ridiculous? Yes. Or from the ridiculous to the sublime?
But you're also working with, it's funny because you're working with Ben Carlson in both shows, which is which is lots of fun. And also, I should mention, you're with Brian Dennehy as well.
Yes. Yeah. No, they're great casts. The bench strength in these shows is quite extraordinary.
Mm. In Bly Spirit, Sarah, I spoke to Sarah Topham. She said, well, it's not Shauna. We've lost Shauna. We don't know where she is. She's now this crazy medium birder.
Yes, and I say, Madame Marcotti is a lot closer to me than you think.
Do you have a lot of birds? I know that you guys live out in the country and have this beautiful place.
Yes.
Are you a birder?
I like seeing birds. I'm not a birder, but I enjoy the birds. I can, you know, identify a few, not as many, but no, I like birds, but I wouldn't say I was a birder. No.
Ah, okay. Arcati.
Now, but I don't know that Arcati's a birder. I think she's a naturalist. She talks to children and animals. She's not so good with adults.
No, but she's good with ghosts. We're here with Brian Bedford and this cast and the set. Is kind of a character by itself. Did you have the rehearsal process? Did you guys have fun with this? How was this for you guys?
It was tough. It's a very tough play to do. Comedy's tough, you know, but it's also because Brian's, you know, insists on the pace and the precision of the piece. So it was hard work to make it look easy. So it was hard. It was nerve-wracking, actually. Because it's a high-energy piece.
Yes, it is.
It's a high-energy piece. And a lot of those, they are one-liners. There are not many long monologues where you, you know, you set your own pace or anything. You keep things moving.
Yes,
So it was tough.
Yeah, I heard that. Sarah said the same thing, too. Like, it was hard to navigate the text. Maybe because it moves so fast.
It moves so fast, and there's repetition, but slightly different. So you have to, you know, like, you know, two seances, get those straight.
Yes.
You know, they're somewhat similar, but not. You know, words are slightly different here and there. It just requires a real ensemble. And, you know, although it seems like we have months to rehearse, we actually have the same amount of time in primary rehearsals as any theater in the country, about 3.5 weeks. So and when you're doing something that's such a tight ensemble, you need the practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, the audiences are loving it, so...
Yeah, we're having a great time. It's fabulous.
Do you have a favorite part as Arcati? Do you have a favorite part of the play? A favorite line?
Yes, but I wouldn't be telling you.
Okay, fine.
Because then it will be out in the open, and I won't... people will be watching. Oh, here's your favorite line. you know, maybe after it's over, I'll let you know.
Okay, that's fair enough. I also want to congratulate you on your Doctor of Letters.
Oh, thank you.
Because you are, which you recently received, you are a teacher.
Well, I teach at the conservatory in the Birmingham, but I received a Doctor of Sacred Letters from my old college, Trinity College, the University of Toronto.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, it was lovely to be on the old stomping grounds and wear a beautiful red wool robe and be hooded. It was by Richard Zunian, and Anthony Cimolino and Professor Brian Parker, who was my Shakespeare professor, did the English citation together, and so it was lovely.
When you teach the kids, what's the most important thing you teach the kids, the students at Birmingham?
What's the most important thing?
Yeah, what advice do you give them, or how? Yeah.
You have to come to my class. It takes hours. I couldn't possibly tell you in one captain's comment. Act better. No, I don't know. Basically it's all about the whys in acting. Why is that word coming out of your mouth? Why do you go to this next thought? Why do you ask this question? And also because when you're working with Shakespeare, you're working with poetry.
Yes, exactly.
So all the requirements of rhetoric and poetry also have to be addressed, so you're not pulling it down to you, but you are rising to it and needing those words.
That makes sense. You would be a good teacher, I think, because you have such a great repertoire. I mean, they still call you the Meryl Streep of Canada. You know that,
are
right?
Are you sure she's not the Sean McKenna of the States?
That's possible, too.
Oh, hubris.
That was
Bite me
funny.
in the end. No, I know. You know, I'm a Canadian gal, and yeah, I'm not anybody's anybody.
Yeah, I was going to ask too. How is Miles doing? And now Cal's working at the festival.
Yes, Miles is actually about to open Michael Healy's Proud on Thursday at GCTC, Eric Coates' first season.
Oh, amazing!
There in Ottawa, and they're opening Michael Healy's play about Stephen Harper.
We love Michael Healy. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's fabulous. And he's in it, of course. He's playing the Prime Minister.
Well, that would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
I miss him. I miss This Is Wonderland. I think he had a great character on that
show.
Oh,
well, yeah. He's a wonderful actor and a wonderful writer.
He is.
And Cal is still jobbing in Musketeers and ushering every other show at the festival.
That's awesome.
So he's putting his fencing to good use.
Do you have any Tennessee Williams projects coming up at all?
I'd like to. I don't know that I don't have any in the near future. There's a few I'd like to do, yes,
okay.
Because Tennessee Williams. Well, you know what? Actually, I am teaching at the National Theatre School, and I'm working on Tennessee Williams with second years in November. So actually very, very soon I'm working on Williams. I won't be acting, but I will be teaching and directing.
Which play?
Oh, several scenes. I won't do a whole play.
Ah, okay. Which scenes from which plays?
You well, don't know several, what? Several
yeah.
scenes
okay.
from different plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just, I keep thinking, you know, one day I'm going to read that, you know, Violet Venable is going to be coming to life on the stage, played by Sean McKenna.
I know. Well, we'd love to do that sometime.
I'm still waiting.
Know? I know. It's a great piece.
I'm still waiting. I have one last question.
Yeah.
Favorite piece of music?
Oh, I didn't even prepare for that. I don't know.
Anything off the top of your head.
Anything off the top of my head.
Sure.
Well, I always, you know, I'm always moved to tears by Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring.
Okay, that's what I will do. I will play that for you. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you always, Coral.
Yeah, you too. I'm sorry, I must have startled you when I ran into you at the Avon. I thought, God, she seemed, and I thought, first of all, I wasn't sure if it was you or not. And I thought, yeah, that's Shauna, you know, it's, what did you think of Othello?
Pardon me?
What did you think of Othello? I think that's where I ran into you.
The Fall?
Othello.
Oh, Othello. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it tremendously. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love the staging of it. I think it was incredible. Dion, you know, I interviewed him years ago, watched him. I'm so proud of Dion and Scott Wentworth.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a season of seasons this year.
Wonderful. Wonderful work. The season's actually, I think the season this year is pretty fabulous.
It is.
I'm very proud to be part of this company. The performances are extraordinary.
Looking forward to seeing both
shows,
but I shall.
Well, hopefully we'll see you after.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know if I'm...
Well, just pop by after.
Yeah, pop by backstage. Okay,
so
give my best to Miles as well.
I will. Yeah.
And I hope he's well and feeling
well. He's well, he's great.
That is very good.
He's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Have you got a show today? That's a dumb question.
No, I'm teaching today.
Ah, okay. Well,
all right.
I will let you go. Thank you so much, Shauna.
Bye.
Okay, bye.